This is program number LW2252. Once upon a time, a father went out and bought a globe, you know, the kind that sits on a little stand, and put it in his little boy's room. Hi, this is Larry West. He wanted to help his little boy to learn about the shape of this planet, you know, we live on. Its oceans, its continents. He hoped to broaden and expand his little boy's mind. Well, the boy was fascinated. They spent a lot of time together looking at Africa, looking at the Indian Ocean, talking about Canada, finding out, you know, how the rivers of the world run into the seas. One night, after the little boy had gone to sleep, Dad decided to look up the longitude of Shanghai, China. So he crept slowly and quietly up the stairs, walked on tiptoe into his little boy's room, took the globe in his hands, and started for the door. The floor creaked, though, and it woke up the boy. He sat straight up in bed, rubbed his eyes, and said, "Dad, what are you doing with my world?" What a question. It does deserve an answer, doesn't it? Dad, what are you doing with his world? It's a kid who writes this letter, quote, "I guess I am what is commonly called a teenager. But," he goes on, "as adults, you are our leaders, our examples, our inspiration, for good or bad. As kids, we should have standards to guide and rule our lives. But by what and whom do we receive these standards?" He writes, "We set our standards by your standards of divorce, crime, greed, prejudice, and lust." What are you doing with my world? The kid goes on. He writes, "Yet these are the very things you condemn in us, and say why you now have good reason to weep over us. You talk big. You say juvenile delinquency must be wiped out. Yes, you talk big, but your actions talk louder and bigger. You make movies that contaminate immature minds and show them to us. You serve drinks when you want to because money is first with you. You write immoral books and proclaim them bestsellers. You sell us magazines which are filled with vulgarity and lust, magazines which no adult should read, let alone a juvenile. You laugh and agree with the designer whose moronic mind has thought of a new way to immodesty. You put on stage plays that are filled with smut. You tell jokes that ridicule women, marriage, motherhood, and all decent things kids once believed in. And we hear you laugh at these things. We hear you. And we follow you. And you lament over us." Well, it just sort of leaves you stunned, doesn't it? Dad, what are we doing with our kids' world? What are we teaching them about, well, about the permanency of marriage? Or lack of it? What are we teaching them about the sacredness of purity? Where on their priority list are we ranking things like entertainment, pleasure, money, his cry for happiness versus noble things like surrender and service and God and virginity and self-respect? I'm asking all of us, dads, what are we doing with our kids' world? You know, God is identified in the Bible as a parent himself, a father. He gave us a world in the very beginning that was pure and clean and noble. We later dads are the ones who have messed it up, but it's the Heavenly Father who says in the Bible, "And now, my sons, listen to me. Happy are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. For he who finds me finds life." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Dad, I have a Bible study course that's excellent for dads. It's designed to help us dads tune in on how the Heavenly Father wants us to live. Only then, when we follow His way, can we make a better world for tomorrow's dads. The Bible course is yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.